Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, ESPN App, Sirius XM, Channel 80. I never recommend that anybody sneak peek in the packages under the Christmas tree, but if you happen to be one of those people, this is a sneak peek to Fitz and Harry, which starts on January 3rd. Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. We will be in this time slot, noon to 3, for everybody to hear on the ESPN Radio app, on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch us in the ESPN app. Were you a Christmas, like, peeker? Were you a package peeker?
Nope, because I never got to pick my Christmas gifts.
Okay, that's so
I didn't give a damn.
Yeah, I get them
on Christmas when I get them.
There was one year, and I didn't grow up with much, so a lot of years we just didn't have Christmas presents. But when we did, there was one year where my brother, that's older than I'm, he made sure I knew what was under the tree, and it was the worst because I'm not a good actor. So just sitting there the whole time, being like, "Oh, I'm so."
But my kids are Christmas peekers. That's why we don't wrap anything until literally 2 days or the night before Christmas. Because, okay, like, I remember one year my daughter just ripped a present all up and was like, "I'm sorry." It's when she was really little too, so you know she doesn't get in trouble much with her dad. Her mom does all the discipline. You know, hey, do what you want to do, baby. It's all good.
Yeah, if you follow Harry on social media, you can hit us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed at Jason Fitz, at HDouglas83. I don't say this lightly. Harry may have the cutest kids I've ever seen. They are absolutely adorable, and it's a delight. I want to get everybody caught up. Some breaking news. We're about to get to some NFL fun here, but before we do that, breaking news. We got a Woj bomb. I made that sound effect myself. Billionaire mortgage lender Matt Ishbia is finalizing a purchase of the Phoenix Suns that would also include the Phoenix Mercury. Sources have told ESPN the deal is expected to be completed in the near future and would end the tumultuous tenure, difficult for me to say, of owner Robert Sarver. I happen to look at that. We're fancy during the day. Got all these fancy Woj bomb things happening. I happen to be a little familiar with Matt's work only because according to the Google machine, he's worth about $11 billion. He was the one that wrote massive checks to Michigan State a couple of years ago to build all new facilities for them for basketball and football. He played basketball at Michigan State. He is obviously a basketball fanatic, happens to be worth $11 billion. So now he'll bring his sort of style of, you know, I love the sport. And I mean, not every owner, I think, necessarily loves the sport or played the sport at that level. It'll be interesting to see what that means.
That's important too, like Fitz, because whenever your owner's involved in it and hands-on and understands what you're doing 100%, not 50%, or just, you know, this is a tax write-off for my companies and whatnot and a way for me to get money off of my hands, it's great that way, because now the owner can relate to players, right? Where it comes to the Phoenix Mercury or the Phoenix Suns, and if they want to sit down and have a nice conversation with him, they're able to do that without it feeling awkward and weird.
It's going to be an interesting moment because there's always a fine line for owners.
Yeah.
Can they come in? Can they let people do their jobs? But also, are they invested? It'll be interesting to see how somebody that played.
Are they too invested?
Right.
Like,
are they too,
you know, a particular owner that happens to be down in Dallas. But that's a story for another day, I'm guessing.
I can't imagine. So we'll keep you updated on what this means, obviously, for Robert Sarver, who has, at this point, is no longer part of the NBA ownership group once this all finalizes, as we get more information. In the meantime, our program today brought to you by Peacock, presenting the new original limited series, The Best Man. The final chapters from the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday and executive producer of Insecure. Coming this week, stream The Best Man, the final chapters only on Peacock. I love me some Peacock for the WWE content, because the 80s wrestling kid in me is always going to want to watch old school wrestling.
Well, I like The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Look at that. Look at that.
For the culture.
For the culture. It is the culture. He went to The Best Man and I went to Hulk Hogan. All right. We like to do this exercise, and this is not simple, so I want to make sure everybody's hanging out with us and following along, because we are going to bring this to Fitz and Harry starting January 3rd. You're going to hear this a lot. Harry and I work a lot in college football, and I think one of the toughest things in the world is the job of the college football playoff committee.
Correct.
what I say all the time. If you had 13 of your friends sit down and try and decide where the best pizza is in town, you'd end up with a raging fight. You'd have four less friends and you wouldn't get a concise vote at all. So imagine having 13 passionate people decide as a committee who the top four are in college football. Well, we're going to bring that same committee atmosphere. So we're talking about the things that they consider. Who have you played? How have you looked? The eye test is some of us that played the game like to go to. The analytics is some of us that didn't play the game like to go to. The concept of injuries, who was on the field. All of these things that the playoff committee factors in, we are now going to factor in what we will be calling, for now, the Fitz and Harry Playoff Committee. Today, we are going to figure out who the top six teams are in the NFL. Now, in order to do this top six exercise, you guys can be a part of it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Harry will have a vote. I will have a vote. And then the cast behind the scenes will have a community vote. Devin, producer extraordinaire, you will be speaking on behalf of everybody behind the glass. Are you prepared to defend your choices?
Not only are we prepared, we already have our list, and we're all in the consensus here. This is myself, Eric, and Renee down to Seaport.
Well, all I'm going to say is I hope that you have one team on the list that a few weeks ago you and the guys behind the glass refused to put on the list.
Now, who you're talking about.
Remember one thing. The playoff committee is told to factor in where we are today. Not who's going to win the Super Bowl, not who's going to be best situated, not who the MVP will, and none of that. Playoff committee, don't give a damn about that. Playoff committee cares about right now, okay? So,
well, a player being in the MVP race does matter in this sense. What do you mean?
It does matter, but I'm just saying that like the playoff committee doesn't sit there and say, well, by the end of the year, this will have happened. They're only saying today who the top six are.
Well, the eye test guy is ready.
Okay, the eye test guy is ready. I got to be honest. I'm still trying to figure out who number six is. Devin, do we want to start at six or do we want to start at one? How do you want to do this?
I think we start at six.
Okay. We're going to
start. You want to start at one here?
Start at one.
All right.
Start at one. I think the suspense is better if we start at one.
Okay, so we'll start at number one. And we were just talking about an MVP candidate. I still think the best 53 top to bottom in the NFL is in Philadelphia. And there are so many weapons there that even with Gardner Minshew, all they got to do is win one game today, right now on a neutral field. Even with Gardner Minshew, I think I would still put the Eagles at one. So even with the mustache,
hallelujah,
man, I'm going Eagles.
We're all
one.
On one accord.
Oh, well, two
we're
of
on
us.
The Eagles. We're on the Eagles.
All of us are on
three
the
for three.
Oh, man.
Three
can,
for three.
Like, is there like a.
Ladies and gentlemen, get your popcorn ready. We're three for three.
Can we just get the hallelujah chorus at some point?
Hallelujah.
Like, I mean, this feels like the fact that all three of us agreed on the number one pick. Because let me tell you, last time the only thing we agreed on was number one.
We have
that,
some issues at number two, though.
It went straight to Cole in the stocking. We're
definitely
right.
Going to have some issues at number two.
All right. Oh, there we go. Well done, Eric. That is. I didn't give you any prep time on that. That is well done. Although, you know, we're all supposed to stand when the Hallelujah Chorus plays. All right, that's a music thing. All right, Devin, we all agree at number one. So now we go to number two.
Yes.
Does the room want to speak first?
You want us to start? Okay, I see what you're doing.
I got scared there.
All right, listen, this team is very good. Obviously, they're number two. Harry's not going to like this pick.
Hell of a preamble there.
Buffalo Bills, number two for us.
Oh, don't be laughing. Oh,
wow. What are you
laughing about?
Okay. Buffalo Bills were not number two for me.
Definitely not number two
They
for
weren't
me.
Even, yeah, the Buffalo Bills.
They're not even what? Like, what are you talking about?
They're on the list,
but they're not two.
They're on five straight. They're streaking right now.
So it's not the Bengals?
Hey, I got the Bengals at two.
I don't have the Bengals at two, but I'm just asking for Devin, like,
no, they're not. And okay, Fitz, well, you're not going to be happy where we put the Bengals.
They will solve that on January 1st because the Buffalo Bills travel to Cincinnati and they got to play Joe Burrow and the Bengals. So my number two,
okay,
I had the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay, so I did not have the San Francisco 49ers at two. This is where a little context matters to where we had them, though, because as we go through the debate, I had the 49ers at three. So I have the Bengals at two and the 49ers at three. And this is where everybody blows me up every time I say this. But on a neutral field right now, if I had the Bengals taken on the 49ers, here's what I know I have. I have a great defense in San Francisco that's going to make everything difficult. But I got a quarterback that's going to have to make a play.
You have a great fruit quarterback.
I got a great fruit quarterback. We're going to coin that as a phrase here. I got a great fruit quarterback, and he's got to make a play. I trust over the course of a 60-minute game that at some point Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase can make a play that would get them the win on a neutral field. So even though in my mind I had the 49ers and Bengals on even ground, the fact that if they were playing on a neutral field today, I trust Joe Burrow more than Brock Purdy, rightfully so, to make that one play, I have the Bengals at 2, San Francisco at 3.
So we have to agree on something. So I will go with the Bengals at 2.
Okay. And all right. So we have Bengals. We have the Bengals at 2. So right now we got the Eagles at 1, the Bengals at 2. I just revealed that I have the 49ers at 3.
And I will put the 49ers at 3.
Okay.
We have the 49ers at 3.
What?
Look at
this. What?
Yes, we
moved
them up.
You didn't even have them in your top 6 the last time we did this.
We did this like 3 weeks ago,
Harry.
It
was 2 weeks ago.
No, 3.
Okay, but here's all right. So you're listening, by the way, to the Fitz and Harry playoff committee. We're going through the same process.
I could be an influence on you guys. My goodness,
it's the same process as college football playoff committee. We're just trying to figure out who the top 6 in the NFL are using that process. Let me ask the room behind the curtain a question, though. All right, the Wizard of Oz room, shall we call them? The man behind the curtain. You guys had the Bills at 2. You didn't even put up a fight. Like, yes, you also have the 49ers at 3. Would you like to make a case for why we should consider the Bills ahead of the 49ers?
I'll defer to Renee on this one because I wanted to put the Niners too, but Renee convinced me to put the Bills.
So you wanted to put the Niners at number 2?
I did.
So
Devin,
did I.
Devin, where'd you want to put the Niners?
I could be convinced, right? So I could be convinced of the 49ers. I could be convinced of the Bills. I'm using eye test with the Bills right now.
Here's what's interesting, real quick, HD. I've gone through the mock committee process. Uh-huh. And one thing they do is they constantly re-vote. So, like, when you get a close thing, you're like, I'm willing to, if you guys all think the 49ers are number 2, then I have the 49ers at 3. Renee, can Renee talk on these?
I can.
Okay. I didn't know if Renee, let me preface this to America.
Dr.
I know
Love
that Renee
is
capable of speaking. I didn't know if his microphone was active where the world
absolutely
could hear. Renee, golly, you sound sensual
Dr.
when you do that.
Love.
Renee, would you like to defend your decision?
Well, for me, it's the quarterback position, Brock Purdy versus Josh Allen. I think Josh Allen is obviously I'm not saying Brock Purdy isn't capable of doing what he needs to do for the 49ers, but I just feel like top to bottom offensively, the Buffalo Bills are in a better standing than the 49ers.
So
when I look at the Bills, some of the things that I think teams can actually gas them and beat them, their run defense. Their run defense is an issue.
Yes.
And then number 2, their offensive line, their pass protection. I think that's an issue. When I look at the San Francisco 49ers, what are the 2 things that they do well? They rush the football very well. They rush the passer very well because of their defense. So that's what I'm looking at when I'm talking about the 49ers and the Buffalo Bills. Also, I think the Bills rely too much on Josh Allen.
It's a problem, yes. It is a problem, but I still feel that Josh Allen above Brock Purdy is always going to be the determining factor.
But this is where we're doing. This is where we're doing what we shouldn't do, though. Like, the one thing, I keep saying this, 53-man roster. I don't disagree with anybody that Josh Allen is a much better quarterback, yes, than Brock Purdy is. But you can't beat somebody unless you score on them. And can anybody score on the 49ers reliably? To your point, the Bills would have, I think, a hard time generating a bunch of offense against that 49ers defense. And the 49ers are a matchup disaster. The Bills, while they are winning football games, have not done it in a way where people are like, oh, I'm more comfortable. They've had a hard time tackling. They're just fundamentals have been off ever since Von Miller went out injured. That's why I'm low on the Bills. So where are we then on number 2? Because we decided on the Bengals, but is it really the 49ers to everybody else in this room that belong at number 2?
I honestly think it's the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, is it fair to be like Brock Purdy's the reason why we don't have the Niners at number 2? Because otherwise, we would. If it was Jimmy G, would we have the Niners at number 2?
But see, here's my thing. I think Brock Purdy is playing better than Jimmy G.
Right.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I just, like, this is what we all know about me. I'm risk averse in the quarterback
position. We'll just keep the Bengals at number 2.
Okay, we'll keep the Bengals.
San Francisco at number 3.
Okay, yeah. We're going to go. So now, if you're just tuning in, our committee has decided the Eagles are number 1. All right? The Bengals are number 2. The 49ers are number 3. I don't even have the Bills at 4. I have the Chiefs at 4.
Me too.
What's the room? Where's the room on the Chiefs behind the curtain? Like, I have the Chiefs at 4.
You have the Chiefs at 4 as well.
Oh.
But now that I'm looking at it, like, the Bengals beat the Chiefs head-to-head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
And the Bills beat the Chiefs head-to-head, but I will say this. One of the dark clouds that's been over the Buffalo Bills' head the last 2 years in the playoffs has been the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. I can't ignore that.
This gets really interesting because you're right. And if you go back and look at the Chiefs throughout the course of the season, the Bengals beat them 27-24, right? And that was, I'm just pulling up the schedule here. That was only a few weeks ago.
A nail biter.
Right. So that was only a few weeks ago. The committee would always factor that head-to-head, and it's the reason why the Bengals feel good. The Bills beat the Chiefs 24-20 back in October.
Yes.
So that's at least far enough behind that I wonder if that makes a little difference. Because, frankly, they're both 11-3. Right? At this point, their records are the same, so they sort of, they both deserve respect. And the head-to-head, this comes back to like how often I yell at the committee and say head-to-head has to matter. You could talk me into the head-to-head, even though I think the Chiefs are a better team, the results on the field have to have some sort of consequence. So another you could talk me into the Bills being ahead.
Another result to take in mind is that the Chiefs beat the 49ers. Not only beat them, they destroyed the 49ers 44-23.
There you go.
They destroyed our number three team.
There you go. So we have the Chiefs at number four.
Well, but do it like...
Yeah, because Fitz, at first you said the Chiefs, and then Devin and his crew said the Chiefs, and then all of a sudden we're just going to pansy on it? Like, well, I mean, the decision's already made.
But the Bills and the Chiefs have the same record, and the Bills beat them head-to-head.
I understand.
What about the losses, though? Who has better losses?
I got it right here. So the Bills lost to the Dolphins, Jets, and Vikings. The Chiefs lost to the Colts, Bills, and Bengals.
That Colts loss. If we were in the committee, if we were sitting in the college football playoff committee, you know somebody would be screaming, "You can't lose to the Colts."
Well, here's my thing: the loss of the Colts were self-inflicted. It's not like the Colts actually beat them. When I look at the Cowboys, right? The Cowboys almost lost, you know, to the Colts, right?
Yeah,
and the Vikings just almost lost to the Colts. It's not like the Colts are, they're a bad offensive team. They're one of the better defensive teams in the National Football League.
I mean, but if you look at the Bills, they have a loss in New York, to your point, against a playoff caliber Jets team. Well, mm-hmm. We'll see if they're actually any good, right? They had a loss in Miami.
They lost to Zach Wilson.
But they lost in Miami, right? So the loss to the Jets was by 3. The loss to Miami was by 2. You know, so you look at those 2 losses, those are, and what was their third loss? The Vikings, in overtime, by 3, in a game that I think they kind of blew. So, you know, like, there's this moment to me where you got 3 losses by a total of, quick math, 8 points, all against playoff-caliber football teams versus the Chiefs. Right. I'm flipping my vote.
I'm not flipping mine. Listen, I have the Chiefs. I have the Chiefs at 4.
We had the Bills originally of this group at number 2, right? And that was debunked by you guys. So I think we have to go Bills here. Now I think about it, because we had them at 2, so how can we not say that they're 4?
I mean, Bills versus Chiefs.
I'm tired of arguing.
And we're talking about Bills have the better loss, right? The Bills have the better loss.
This is why we're a committee.
So we get the Bills at 4.
So right now, with this committee, Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback in the National Football League last, what, 4 or 5 years, is not even going to make the damn playoffs. How crazy is that?
Yeah, this is where, like...
He's 11-3.
I feel so icky, right? Icky being a professional word, because I'm going to tweet this out for the world. They didn't listen to this whole segment, and I'm going to get ripped for the next 3 days for the fact that I would have the unmitigated gall, in the words of Stephen A., to put the Bills ahead of the Chiefs. All right, let me keep thinking about it.
But are they Alabama?
Oh. The Bills and the Chiefs are our 4 and our 5. Who's the 6? Harry, who do you have at 6?
At 6, I had the Cowboys at 6.
We had the Cowboys as well in here.
So I don't have a problem with the Cowboys at 6. I'm as a committee member, I'm fairly indifferent to this one. I don't know what to make of the Vikings. I don't. Like, the fact that the Vikings are constantly behind and they don't look like a good football team, but then they win those games, and it's like, I don't know, all they do is win those football games.
And they're 10-0 in one-score games this season. That was a dark cloud for them last year, not being able to win those one-score games.
The Vikings have a plus 2 point differential.
Yeah, which is horrible.
At 11-3 is insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I'm good with the Cowboys at 6. So our...
I can't believe y'all are turning y'all backs on Patrick Mahomes. Oh. James Steele right now, who's one of the producers for Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, every morning at 6 a.m. and 10 a.m., right, on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, ESPNU. James Steele is probably driving in his car right now and literally is about to wreck. James, don't wreck. Please, don't wreck. I had the Chiefs at number 4. Do not wreck because of Devin. Fitz.
Well, let me say something real quick. I got to say something real quick. Because everybody's going to come at me for my Raiders fandom. I need the world to
understand. That's why he doesn't
This is why I got to clarify this for the world. It would be easier in my life if the Chiefs were constantly number one, because I could say, look, nobody's beaten this version of the Chiefs. They are epic. They're dynastic. Like, that makes things easy. I could justify, like, look, you know, it's just one. We're losing to Tom Brady and the
Patriots.
They've
hosted the AFC Championship game the last 4 years.
That's why I give the Chiefs a ton of respect. Like, it's much easier for me to sit around and say, well, of course they've won 7 straight divisions. That's not because the Raiders stink every year. It's because the Chiefs are just that stinking good. So I'm all in on the Chiefs.
Let me ask you a question.
I think the Chiefs are a better football team than the Bills.
This is how we're going to settle this, and I want y'all's opinion. Who do you trust more, Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen?
Oh, my God, it's Patrick Mahomes by a mile. And I trust the Bills, Chiefs, neutral.
Who do you trust more? Wait, taking it to the quarterback position. Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen? Who do y'all trust more?
I would say Mahomes.
Mahomes. Who do you trust more?
Mahomes. And let me ask you this. On a neutral field today, which is part of this exercise, on a neutral field today, Bills, Chiefs, I'd take the Chiefs. Who would you take?
I'm taking the Chiefs.
Devin?
Chiefs.
Eric?
I might go Bills based on the last few games we've seen them play because they lost on that final second thing, but they won earlier this season.
Renee?
I'm kind of leaning with Eric. I'm not going to lie. I'm leaning with the Bills.
You're leaning. Okay, so we got two people. Oh, the control room's gotten in on
this? Yes, I just want to add real quick before we break. I want to add the control room in DC, who produces our TV.
Uh-huh.
They have their top six, okay?
Yeah. This is amazing. Yes.
They have the Eagles, mm-hmm. number one. The Bengals, number two.
Correct.
The Chiefs, number three.
Oh,
interesting.
The 49ers, number four.
Ooh.
The Bills, number five.
Exactly.
And the Vikings, number six. They do not have the Cowboys.
The Vikings are fugazi, man. Like it's just
the Cowboys beat the dog. The dog poop out of the Vikings.
I'm just relaying the information.
Oh, we're looking at Stephen A's list right here.
Stephen A's list is the top. He's using a different criteria. He's just using, hey, these are my top five teams. We're going in and saying,
yeah, we're the committee.
We're doing it the way college football does it. Not just like, oh, well, this is who I think is better, which is why I'm haunted. We're not going to come to a decision right now. We're going to keep arguing through the break.
Who's four, who's five? That's up in the air.
888 say ESPN 888-729-3776. In the committee rank, I'm making you guys members of the Fitz and Harry playoff committee. Who would you have at four or five? Who's higher, the Bills or the Chiefs? You got the Bills, you got the Chiefs. We got to figure this out. We're going to let them take a vote on it next. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Chime in, be part of the committee, Bills or Chiefs. Also, do quarterbacks have enough time to prove that they are actually deserving of being stars in the league? One coach doesn't think so, and we'll talk about it next. Barton Harry on ESPN Radio. Jason Fitz, Barton Harry. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio. I'm getting better and better. You know the name of the show. It's about to be Fitz and Harry. We're hanging out on ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm Jason Fitz. He's Harry Douglas. A little sneak peek, a little soft opening. Fitz and Harry starts January 3rd on all these same outlets. You can also watch us in the ESPN app. I'm about to put it out to Twitter. It is getting heated. I got to figure out how to get it all worked into this little amount of... I don't feel good about tweeting this. We've done the playoff committee, and this is going to be something we're going to do on this show a lot. So what we're doing is we're taking the college football playoff committee criteria, all of it. So, you know, wins, who'd you beat, who'd you lose to, head-to-head, the whole process. And we're trying to use that same group and the eye test to figure out who the six best teams in the NFL are today. And we're going to do this with a lot of different sports, a lot of different ideas. So as we get this out there, I'm putting it out to the people because we've had a heated debate we can't figure out. The show committee, although now I feel for the committee chairman because I'm about to represent a whole group of people that I may not agree with the takes completely. Number one, the Eagles. Number two, the Bengals. Number three, the 49ers. Number four, either the Bills or the Chiefs. Number five, either the Chiefs or the Bills. Number six, the Cowboys. So I'm putting it out there. We're also going to put it on the poll and see if we can get some help from you guys helping us figure out who these top six should be. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's how you get in on the conversation. We're asking you, really, you can chime in on any of it, but we want to know who you got, the Chiefs or the Bills. Remembering, I think every person, not every person, almost all of us said on a neutral field right now, we trust the Chiefs more than the Bills. We trust Mahomes more than Allen. But the Bills have the head-to-head win. Harry, have you changed your mind? Before we get to the calls, has anything changed your mind?
No, my mind hasn't changed at all.
Okay. That's riveting.
Nope.
Content over there. All right, let's go to Peter in West Palm. Peter, what do you got? Thanks for calling the show. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Chiefs or Bills? Who's better?
Hello?
Peter, we got you. You're on. Let's go!
Hey, this is Lance from Michigan.
Well, Lance, I don't know. They wrote Peter from West Palm, so Lance from Michigan, even better. Lance, what you got, man?
Man, I've been a Buffalo Bills fan since I was 12, man, and I'm 43. And so, you know, I've got to go with the Bills over the Chiefs, but my argument is they already beat them once. So that's got to count more right now. So, I don't care what the Chiefs did in the past in the playoffs.
Let me
and
ask
they got
you,
the same record.
Let me ask you one question.
Let me stop him really quick, though.
Yeah, go ahead,
you don't care about what the Chiefs have done in the past in the playoffs when they have been the main reason why the Bills haven't advanced to a Super Bowl or got closer to a Super Bowl? What do you mean
we're talking right now. We're talking right now this year.
Okay.
Which is understandable, my man.
I got a follow-up question for you, Lance. Does that mean if you were putting together a ranking today that you'd be comfortable putting the Colts ahead of the Chiefs? They beat them. Oh,
yeah, but they don't have a better record.
Yeah, but you just said head-to-head's the only thing that matters, right? So, like, Devin back there. Lance, we appreciate the call, man.
I said this year the only thing that matters is this year. Yeah, and well, the Colts ain't even close. Come on, man.
But the Colts beat them.
You're going to have the 49ers and the Bengals ahead of the Bills, too? And the 49ers ain't even got a 11-3 record. And they got – who they got quarterbacking? Some Purdy guy that you guys think is going to be good like Mike White was, too? Mike White, what the hell was he doing not playing the next two games when he went back in after he's injured with his ribbon?
Lance, it's not your show. We're hanging up on you, Lance. Thanks for calling.
If the Bills and the 49ers play, I'm taking the 49ers.
By the way, I've been anti-Brock Purdy. Like, listen to this show a little bit. Like, I've been, like, not anti, but, I don't think Brock Purdy's out here doing, like, I'm not the president of the Brock Purdy fan club. Let me say it that way. But you're picking and choosing your argument. Like, is it about wins and losses overall, or is it about head-to-head? And if it's because they have the same record, why do I put more weight into that one Sunday than any other Sunday? Like, so to use the point that Lance was just making, are the Jets going to be higher ranked than the Bills, you know, because they have that win?
I have one question for this.
Are the Vikings better?
Did the Bills beat the Chiefs last year in the regular season, head-to-head? As a matter of fact, they did. Didn't they? But when it counted the most in the playoffs, who won the game? The Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, and even if the goal is just the right now, the other thing that I would say to Lance is if we're only taking records into account, the Minnesota Vikings are 11-3. Didn't make our top six at all. The Minnesota Vikings are 11-3, and the Minnesota Vikings have a win head-to-head over the Bills. So by Lance's argument, the Vikings should be ahead of the Bills.
And here's one thing that's unique about, I'll even throw the Bengals in the equation. The last nine games between the three teams, right? The Bengals, the Bills, and the Chiefs. The Bengals are 8-1 in the last nine games. The Chiefs and the Bills are 7-2 in the last nine games. So all three of those football teams are playing the brand of football right now that you want to be playing at this time of year.
Let's go to David in Cleveland. Thanks for calling the show, David. What you got? Thanks for hanging out with us. You got the Bills or the Chiefs?
So this is a question I got for you guys. How many teams that were not ranked one have won March Madness?
How many
to count, right?
Right, of course.
So you guys are sitting here trying to rank these teams. So right now the ranking should be, okay, let's get us a handful of teams that are determined to be the best in the NFL. Once we get those teams, then the first thing we got to look at is head-to-head. So for to say the Colts over the Bills, well, the Colts aren't even in a conversation because they've only got four wins. So if they had eight or nine, maybe we'd even think about them. But to even bring them in at four wins is just...
Okay, so here's my question. So the Vikings beat the Bills head-to-head. The Vikings aren't even on our top six list. So that argument is dead, my man. I'm sorry. The Vikings have a...
They're not on your list.
No, they're not on our list.
I understand they're not on your list, but they're not too far from your list. They're a whole lot closer than the Colts are.
But, okay, so the Colts' argument was simply to counter Lance's head-to-head's the only thing that matters because Lance moved the goalpost. But I will say this.
But remember,
David, we're doing the college football playoff committee process. One thing that they are told to factor in are bad losses, specifically good teams that lose to bad teams. Part of the reason Tennessee, for example, if you follow college football, was not in the top four wasn't just that they lost two games. It's that one of those games was to a South Carolina team that was considered a bad loss. So if the college football playoff were looking at the NFL, would they not look at the Chiefs losing to the Colts as a bad loss that would cost them seeding?
Now, here's the thing. I get that, and you're right. That probably is a bad loss. But the Colts really aren't a bad team. They just got some bad coaching this year. They are a decent team and got some injuries and whatnot. So, but we don't need to go down that road. But...
Thanks for the call, I appreciate the call. Okay, just one thing.
When I was told the bad loss is after the head-to-head, right?
I'd have to look back at the week-to-week schedule. I'm not 100% sure. What I know is that the College Football Playoff Committee doesn't care when the bad loss happened. A bad loss is you are judged on bad losses. You're judged on quality wins. That's another category. You're judged on head-to-head. You're judged on injuries. These are all things that we're factoring in.
That conversation should have been over as soon as I said the Minnesota Vikings beat the Buffalo Bills head-to-head, and they aren't on our top six list.
Yeah, they
I got a question, though. What about the Steelers' loss and the Browns' loss for the Bengals? Like, how are we viewing those?
The Steelers' loss is early in the year. So, you know what I mean? That's when the Cincinnati Bengals, their offensive line, didn't have much training camp together. They're trying to gel. They're trying to get right. Right? I'm more so, how are you surging in the end of November, the month of December, January, heading into the playoffs? I'm big on that because last year early on, just like the San Francisco 49ers, a lot of people wouldn't have been high on the San Francisco 49ers early on this year, just like they weren't last year. But they started to surge at the right time last year to the point to where they were my favorite, even though, you know, the Los Angeles Rams were the better team technically last year. I picked the San Francisco 49ers as the best team in their division a year ago.
To that point, though, Harry, the Bills are surging as well. They're on a 5-game winning streak, and they don't have the same losses but this is where
I'm going to be Harry Douglas for a second. We can't just look at the wins and losses. We've got to look at the way they're happening. Like the Bills have not. Anybody that's watching these games, I love the Bills as a team. Their defense is not playing particularly well.
Like a year ago.
I mean, I think we're giving too much benefit just to seeing the wins and losses. You can't just read the stat book, as Harry tells me all the time. Mm-hmm. And we're going to keep the debate going. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. It's Progressive's 10th Keys to Progress giveaway for veterans. This year, their goal is to gift a vehicle to a recipient, small business, or nonprofit in every state. See more about their annual giveaway at keystoprogress.com. We'll take more of your calls on the committee. You guys are an honorary member. We should figure out a way in the future that we can let the callers have a vote every week on this. And we'll update you on the Twitter poll that's out there, too, as we try and figure out who the top six teams are in the NFL using the college football playoff committee basis. Also, do quarterbacks have enough time to prove that they're the guy? And what's that mean to the future of the NFL? We'll answer that complicated question next. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, but it's Fitz and Harry in for the guys.
Bart and Hahn.
Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. He's Harry Douglas. I'm Jason Fitz. This is like a sneak peek to Fitz and Harry starting January 3rd. We've been doing a sneak peek to something that we love doing, and it's exercise we've done before, but it's taking the college football playoff committee process and applying it to other things. So today, we're trying to figure out the top six teams in the NFL. You guys are chiming in. I speak for Harry when I say we love that, every ounce of this. And what I also love, Harry, is how many people on Twitter are snarky in their response. Like, I put out the tweet, and it's like, one guy tweets, and he's like, this is stupid. Wins are the only thing that matters. And then, like, 2 seconds later, another tweet, you guys are being inconsistent the way you're applying the rules. That's why we're doing it. Like, obviously, we could sit here and just tell you who Harry's five best teams in the NFL are, and that could create debate. But when you actually start applying the college football playoff criteria, this gets really complicated. I put out a poll so far. The Bills, Chiefs, who's better? I got 52.1% for the Bills, 47.9% for the Chiefs. This thing is wildly close. Patrick in Jersey, Pat, chiming in. Patrick, thanks for calling the show, man. What you got?
Thanks, guys. I'm loving the show so far.
Thanks.
And, man, you guys are dead on, man. I got to go with the Chiefs, especially, and no one said it yet from the callers that's called in. Once Von Miller went down, the Bills haven't been able to stop the run. And with the ascension of Pacheco and Jarek McKinnon, I could care less if the game is in Buffalo. They're going to smack Buffalo when they see them. And I wanted to say one thing about the list. I think the list is perfectly fluid, like Stephen A. would say. But I would switch the Bengals and the 49ers. Here's why. Judging by the way you guys do the rankings and with the injuries, with the Niners' injuries and how they're dominating people still, I would put them up ahead against the Bengals and have them at two and the Bengals at three.
Oh.
This Niners' defense, man. That Niners defense is reminiscent of the 2002 Tampa Bay Bucks, man. I'm getting vibes, bro. I think they could pull it off just like Tampa Bay did with Brock Purdy looking like Brad Johnson.
What, Patrick, thanks for the
Patrick call. May be the best caller we've had in a long time. God.
If you're watching us on the ESPN app right now, Harry's got his hands out. Like,
tell him why I have my hands up. Tell him why.
Well, because the great debate, Harry wants the 49ers at three, at two, and the committee decided to put the Bengals at two, and now Harry's, like, I can only imagine, I would love this to happen, by the way, like one person standing behind, like, the committee chair, and just being like, I didn't like that! I was not voted! That was not my decision! Like,
that's BS!
Boo Corgan has the unenviable job of defending the committee every single week. I don't know how he does it. I wish once he would look at us on one of our shows and be like, hell if I know why they picked that. Like, it is not my take on it at all.
I really enjoy doing this, though, because especially when you get other people involved, just to see how they think and their mindset on things. So I really like this.
I constantly say this with Boo. He tells us it's not any one thing. It's all the things. So for all the people tweeting me saying head-to-head matters, it does. It's one of many criteria. Brandon in Bama. We're making that a thing now. Bama Brandon, thanks for calling the show. What you got, man?
Bama Brandon. I like it. I really like the show, too, what you guys are doing. This is really good. You know, I haven't been working to listen to the radio, like the banter that you guys are doing, and, like, there's more than one person involved, you know?
I appreciate
it's
very much.
It's really great.
Thank you.
Now, as far as the list goes, I like the list. As far as 4 and 5, I have Buffalo Bills above Kansas City. And one of the things I know you guys are talking about was, like, the quarterback play and whatnot. And I want to go back to last week with Josh Allen against the Dolphins. In the fourth quarter, Josh Allen was just like, okay, well, I'm going to play now. And he, like, willed them to the win. Like, it's crazy.
My only debate to that is...
Thanks for the call, Brandon.
When you play a defense that can, you know, kind of minimize what Josh Allen wants to do and stop him from being Superman, then what are you going to go to next? Because the Bills are one-dimensional. And that's one of the things that I kind of discredit them for, because when it comes playoff time, you have to be able to run the football. That's one of the things that they do not do well.
And that's why this is so difficult, because there are fatal flaws to almost every team. Every team not named the Eagles, and even the Eagles with the injury, makes people a little uncomfortable trying to figure out how this list looks. And the great thing is that, as opposed to some lists where you look at it and say, well, it's proof that there aren't four great teams, I think what this is proof is there's a lot of teams in the NFL that have a very reasonable chance at the Super Bowl this year. One team trying to make it into the playoffs is telling all of us the quarterback's not the problem. It's the way we judge the quarterback. You'll hear from the coach next. It's Barton Hahn, Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Barton Hahn Podcast.